This is episode 1984 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to a brand new series this week. The series we will be exploring this week is focused on the theme of hope as we are united together in the global pandemic of the COVID-19 coronavirus. And I know there's a lot of fear, uncertainty, frustration, anger, and shock that we find ourselves in this current situation. And so each day this week, I want to share with you stories of people who have survived great odds. And I hope through these stories that you will see possibilities and potential. And know that although it seems like you're not sure what the world will be like after the pandemic, it may have impacted your job, your health. You may have the virus yourself or a loved one. You may have lost someone from this virus. Your hope can also be the hope for others. Hope, just like fear, just like any of these big emotions, is contagious. When you're thinking of people who may have the virus or who have lost their job, instead of thinking of them with worry and fear and pity, think of them with strength and confidence that they're going to get through this, that they have what it takes to create a new beginning for themselves or to overcome seemingly insurmountable odds. So as you get ready to meditate today with this very first series on hope, the first story of inspiration will start with you. Reflect on what you did during a time of upheaval in your own life. Maybe you overcame great odds in regard to your health or your finances or relationships. And think about what you did to pull yourself out of the crisis. It may have been something you did instantly. Maybe you had great support around you. Maybe you didn't have a support network, but you, through sheer grit, managed to create a new path for yourself. Maybe your crisis lasted a while, and it took you a while to get back on your feet. What did you do that worked well? When did you feel stuck in that crisis? Visually place yourself back at that time. It could have been recent, or it could have been years ago, maybe when you were a child. Place yourself in that moment now and reflect on how you overcame this crisis. If you'd like the full guided meditations to this series, you can find those on the Sip and Om meditation app. And in last week's series, I shared with you the full guided meditations from the app, so you could go back and listen to those to help you summon courage in this crisis. You are so worth slowing down for.